Welcome to the Idea Climbing Podcast. In this episode, we're discussing how to market yourself at virtual networking events. My guest is serial entrepreneur Daniel Rook, better known as Rook. Topics include how to build an impactful brand at virtual events, big mistakes people commonly make at virtual events, and how to avoid them, how to create super fans that will either become clients or referral sources, and other golden nuggets of advice. I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay.
Welcome to the
record?
What?
Oh, nothing. Go. Did we already?
I hit record. Yeah, we already bleeped it up. I don't have a bleep button. No. B-roll. Yes.
Just so you all know, Mark said I could say anything, but I can't say the word.
So we'll start this.
And he said it three times before this. I'm just saying, he said it more than me. Give him a button.
Oh my God. Okay. Welcome to the Idea Climbing Podcast. My guest today is Daniel Rook, better known as Rook. For over 25 years, he supported CEOs and entrepreneurs in developing companies aligned with their family values, passions, and financial goals. He's worked with the intellectual properties like Disney, Marvel, and Chico's, just to name a few. Thank you for being here, Rook. I appreciate you making the time.
Anytime. Anything for you, buddy. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And I'd love to jump right in. We're going to be talking about marketing yourself at virtual networking events. How did you get good at it? What's the story behind that?
First, lasers. You got to have lasers. That's it. That's the whole answer.
Thank you for tuning into the Idea Climbing Podcast. I don't think our sponsors are going to accept a 60-second interview, but we can try.
Maybe. It's the first one. So, you know, it's I grew up in the kind of broadcast kind of world. And real short story. Me and my friends were on this thing called Operator 11. It was kind of like Google Hangouts before Google Hangouts was a thing. Yeah. And we would crash our servers every time we played video games. And then we went over to a guy and we're like, hey, Justin at Justin.tv. And I'm like, dude, you got these servers. Can we play on yours? And we started crashing his. And he's like, oh, that's kind of cool what y'all are doing. I'm going to go create Twitch. So I've been doing it for a hot minute. Very comfortable doing it, this, you know, being broadcast. And we used to call it life casting back then. In fact, even had my Sony robot dog that you can dial in and talk to me and my team. I have a different comfort zone with it, and I know that. I will tell you, though, I've been doing 100% virtual stuff via video networking probably 6 years now. Okay. And I know I go to physical space a little bit now, too, but really that's what that was. And it's the quickest and easiest way to get yourself out there. You know, you're not flying around. You can jump from place to place. And I think that's amazing. I also think that people don't understand the power of it. The power of it is I get to control what you look at. You know, let me give the opposite. And you and I've had a conversation because, you know, you and I talk about, you know, our toys all the time, right? You know, I mean, our real toys, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my spawn's right here. I actually have my spawn in a hidden little place shooting at me.
Nice.
So, you know, there's my actual, one of my spawns. But I control what you see. If you really look, so when you're talking about networking, if you look at what advertising is you need repetition. You know, like you have to see your brand 8 times before someone responds. Well, that's some truth to that. And if you look at TV commercial, it plays over and over again until you kind of get warmed up. Okay. Radio commercial, same thing. Print ads, the same thing. So I'm going to go to the traditional stuff. Well, okay, digital, you know, you keep seeing over and over again. And with my agency, we'd love to chase you around with banner ads once you kind of click on one of our websites, you know. So that repetition is huge. So when you're doing your networking stuff, you know, you get to show up and you show up multiple times, you're having that happen. You're getting that repetition. Here's what also people don't understand is we're watching you like a TV show. You know, we're voyeurs. We're looking, okay, what books is he reading? What's that background? You know, we've had that conversation. What's that on Rook's desk? You know, and understanding that, I can show you what side of my brand every single time. This is the greatest brand experience that you can ever do for your business. And so while I'm networking with the expedited meetings and not flying everywhere, I also have incredible brand control incredible brand control. And I, and you and I know this, most people don't even take advantage of that, which like boggles my mind.
Oh yeah. Well, something as simple as setting my book up there. Almost every person asks me about it. Some people order it, but it, I put it there intentionally.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's pretty weird. You're doing product placement while you're networking. What a thought. But not, people don't think of that. I mean, it just blows my mind. Like I said earlier, how spicy are we going to get today?
We're going to get as spicy as you want. Let's start with what you just mentioned. People don't think of that. Shit. Where do you think most people go wrong?
I deserve that one.
I'm getting all kinds of B-roll here. This is sweet. More than one video.
No, this is going in. Don't cut this out.
I won't.
Oh, okay, good. You're going to B-roll to use against me? I get you. I love that. That's even better. That's even better. I give you permission to use this in that manner.
What do people do wrong? I mean, so let's start with the what not. No, not necessarily instructions on what.
No. I'm not being
do wrong.
No, let's okay. Okay, so this is what kills me. This is what kills me. I meet people. I love entrepreneurs. I help them win every day, right? And again, you just heard the positive, like you get to control the brand, all that kind of stuff. You know, the other part of that is that you can destroy your brand. You know, I say this, before you want someone to value you, value yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like take some pride in the way you're showing up. And I'm not talking about shave every day because there's days I forget to shave. And I know I'm in a t-shirt. By the way, I'm always in the same type of t-shirt. I got like 12 of these. You know, they look the same thing. Real brand consistency there. But take control of that. Know that. Like, is this what people – do I want people to see me as this? What most people do when they're networking is like, I'm seeing you. Who cares about me? But we're looking at you. Is that the way you want to represent yourself? And value yourself before you value before you want us to value you. They're going, well, you know, I'm not making any sales and no one's hiring me. Well, you don't look hireable. You know what I mean? We see your laundry in the background.
Yep.
You're calling in on a lazy boy. I mean, this is a business. How can I trust my business with you? Make it you and you have the power. You have the power to control that brand experience 100% in your brain and in your hands. And so when we see it's not like that, we go, there's no way we're going to trust you. If you can't even take this serious, you're going to take anything else serious?
Dive a little deeper. When you say value yourself, that's a loaded comment. What do you mean?
Because a lot of people want people to pay them a certain amount of money, right? We see that all the time. They come to us and like, I want to get paid this. Great. But are you showing up in a way that's worthy of that? Are you constantly calling in on the phone? Oh, sorry guys. I'm right. Again, are you in, you know, calling it in from a lazy boy and going, hey, yeah, I want y'all to hire me, you know, for $10,000 a month. But you know, are you, you know, do we see your laundry in the background? Dude, I've seen that. I'm like, that's literally you didn't even clean up the space. So that's what I'm saying. If you're running some type of your business that's virtual, get a dedicated space and make it look like it's on brand to what you do. Make it look serious. Make it look like you would a normal office. So what a lot of people have done is going, well, I can go to networking groups and I can do everything virtually, therefore I can be cheap. No. That's not it. It's less expensive. Now, technology is going to be a little more than a physical building sometimes, but, and it's not, you know, that type of rent, but invest in your space in a way that like people want to hang out with you virtually. People are like, this is miserable. And it's not you. It's just like, I don't want to be in this atmosphere with you.
Well, once you value yourself, you create a space, it looks good, you do everything you just said, then comes time to enter the room. What should first-time interactions look like? What do you think about that? You're in a room, now it's time to interact, you jump into a breakout room, whatever it might be. What should first-time interactions look like?
So I'll tell you what I typically do not do unless it's like instructed, therefore I want to fit within that ecosystem. I don't sit there and tell them my life story. Well, no, I never do that anyway. But a lot of people like to tell their life story. And there's a lot of talk in our head that we feel is necessary to get out there that people are going to value, and they don't. I can tell you, if it takes you, you know, multiple, like this comes from one of my friends said, I know if someone says what they do within like a paragraph, I know they don't really do it, you know, because there's no confidence, there's no clarity, there's nothing like that, you know. So I'll just sit out there and say something, you know, kind of fun, like, you know, I help entrepreneurs win every day through branding, marketing, and sales, boom, and just let it sit, right? Because that's my undisputable truth, that's what I do. A lot of people go into the products and services, they go into tactically how they do it, and you know, even some people go into so much of a story. I jokingly inside my head, we go, but you didn't tell us what color chair you're sitting on. You left out that detail, and I'm missing that detail. I'm just dying to know what it is. I don't do that. I don't word vomit on people. Okay. I might be doing it right now, but I don't do it in networking.
So what do you do? Is it just you help entrepreneurs win every day? When you say let it sit, explain that a little bit more, because I don't know if the viewers and listeners know what that means.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you have two hands, and let's play catch. I got a tennis ball, okay? And I throw you a tennis ball. That's a thought, right? Here's a thought, right? And you'll catch it, pretty good catch it, you know, if it's just a quick little thought. And then I throw another one. You might catch it if I pause enough so you can reset your hands. You can, now, if I throw you another one, you're not going to catch it. Well, a lot of people is go boom, 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 boom. And you're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're not going to catch anything. I have no idea what you do. I don't know what you said. I don't get it. And you look a mess, and it's like, this is scary. I went out. I mean, seriously, it's what people think. What I say is, I help entrepreneurs win every day. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. I let it set. I let you catch it. I let you put your mind around that. And then I go through branding, marketing, and sales. That's my next thought. I let it sit. Generally, there's questions around that.
Questions about what you do? Or are they trying to do a deeper dive?
Okay, so I have a controlled branded experience.
Yeah.
Rook, are those real candles? Well, yeah, I mean, they're real wax candles, electronic. Yeah, yeah. Man, I love your background. Well, listen, I appreciate that. You know, like, if you're going to show up at a place every day, make it worth showing up, right? Am I right, everybody? And so now we're just having a conversation. And immediately they know, okay, he's real. It's true what he does. And if you want help as an entrepreneur through branding, marketing, sales, I'm your guy now. Done. Immediately. They're intrigued by that. And people literally just go, can we have a meeting? Now, pro tip, I'm already on LinkedIn connecting with them while we're doing that, going, all right, do I want to meet with this? Is this a good client for me? Can I get excited about what they're doing? Because if I can't get excited about what you're doing, I'm not going to work with you, because who wants that? You know what I mean? That's not going to be fun. So that's already happened in the background. I've already connected to you and said, hey, let's play. That's a little side thing. When I do show up, I'm also hitting up on LinkedIn. Go ahead.
And just to be clear, I know the answer to this, but the people listening, watching might not. You're doing LinkedIn while you're interacting in the room, correct?
Heck yes. Heck yes, I am.
What kind of message do you send them? Because so many people are spamming. Let's,
if it is a brand new connection, because a lot of people can hit that in default, so just connect without a message. Don't ever do that. I hit let's play. That's my tagline. Let's play. And then when you go to my banner, you go, oh, let's play. When you see, oh, he helps entrepreneurs win every day, it's all in sync with my brand ecosystem. So they're at least going to go, okay, he's going to be fun. This is not going to be a boring meeting. I'd like to meet with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and if I already know you in your circle, love seeing you here. You having fun? That kind of stuff. And what's cool, Mark, is we get to have then a secret little channel in the background while everybody's networking. Instead of doing the chat direct message, we're in our own little private club right now on LinkedIn talking, you know, and that's an incredible shared experience.
So now we're in relationship zone. Let's play. They respond. They connect with you on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Explain the next steps. Cause like I said, now you're getting into, this could be a business relationship. What do you do to foster that after let's play and you connect?
So it's, everything I say is real and relevant. And so if it's just a normal meeting, I'm going to answer, but let me get to what it's not. So if it's like someone, I just, you know, hey, love seeing you today. Hope you're doing awesome. Say it, set it, let it go. Right. If it is, and again, if they come back and have a conversation, great. Then you can keep engaging with them. Not a problem. Yeah. If it's someone I do want to meet with, I'm like, okay, this is really, really cool. And I would love to work with this type of person or company. I love it. I'll go, let's play. They'll answer. And then I go, hey, it was awesome seeing you. I love that you do this. Question, how do you do that? And I ask them a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it was just me, love seeing you here, Mark. By the way, I saw that you did. That's awesome, dude. I really love this. And I might ask you a question. That me acknowledging and seeing them, they feel seen, they still feel heard. It's not the robot, you know, robotic, you know, out of the world, you know, out of the world, cut and paste. Hello, Mark. Here's my calendar link. You know what I'm talking about. You get a copy figure. It's not that. So it disturbs the normal rhythm of that. And they go, okay, this person's real. By the way, I've already seen him. His attitude on, you know, LinkedIn is exactly on like it is on camera. It's on brand like crazy. This guy is dialed into whatever he's doing. And if it's in the realms of what I just said, and when they look at me, they're going to go, they'll ask me. Most of people ask me. I don't ask them. Now, I set the context so they ask me.
Yeah.
I connect with them live, right? I'm back channeling them, you know, telling what I like about them, what I find exciting. And I always make sure it's truthful. And that compels them to go, dude, let's talk. Cool. Let's do it.
So once you get in it, as far as, especially with entrepreneurs, we're at the end of the day, we need to grow our business, build our business, which gets into the sticky word sales. How do you balance the difference or the combination, whatever it might be with your answer? How do you balance marketing yourself and building relationships with creating sales opportunities and building a business?
There's nothing different. There's nothing different between the two.
Okay, that needs to be explained.
Sure. Networking is sales. Marketing is sales. It's all the result that you're looking for. Now, it might be the front end of sales, right? It might be the introduction of the idea that leads to the sales, but it's all about sales. It's all about sales.
So how do you sell without
what business have you ever known that actually exists on just marketing and not making any revenue?
None.
Exactly. So what does that mean?
You got to make revenue.
It's all about the sales.
So
how many companies do you know that are making a lot of money, but they never market? Again, what does that tell you? It's about the sales. And I'm not being gross, slick and slimy about that.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. It's not about selling and closing. I got to sell you. It's, you got to be conscious of purposeful conversations in a business context, right? I'm making super fans or I'm making clients. That's the only two things. And super fans introduce me to clients. So it's all about sales. I'm always conscious and I'm not being evil or weird. I mean, again, you don't pressure people. You don't leverage pain points and all that kind of crap. I'm generally, and by the way, you also heard me say, if I can't get excited about what you're doing, I'm not going to do tactics that I know that are going to compel you to meet with me. I'm going to champion you. I'm going to like your posts. And we're friends. That's cool. But I have a business and my businesses need revenue. So I'm in the pursuit of revenue, right? And if that's not something that's appropriate for us, I'm not going to waste my time. Will I help you? Sure. Will I show up in generosity as we're networking? Of course. I'll give you answers. I'll uplift you. That's why I give myself away for free all the time. Of course I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to have a bunch of one-on-ones and all that if it's never going to go anywhere because my business doesn't call for that. It's a little weird, but it's different, but it's true. And let's just be honest. And I don't come in and go, hey, buy my stuff. It's not that. I go, look, let me help you. And I think I can help you like this and this. Does that make sense? Well, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And Root, can you do that for me? Well, yes, I can, of course. Why? Because they've already checked me out because I'm a real person. I got a real profile. There's nothing third world robotic about it that's weird. And it's a genuine connection. So that trust is, the barriers come down, the trust is up. It's already been there before they meet with me.
So super fan.
Because, hold on, because I'm networking and I can control that brand experience.
So it sounds like you're saying it's another level of referral source. Talk a little bit more about how do you develop super fans? I love that word.
My job is to solve your problems. So I will ask them, and generally a lot of people come to me with this situation because they saw me somewhere say something. I love that and I want to know more. And I saw what you do. I want to know more. And they're basically saying, look, I know, like, and trust you already. And I haven't even met you yet. I just heard you say a word. Generally, that's like 90% of people that meet me because of everything I just told you. That entire, yeah, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And 80% of them asked to meet with me before me even asking to meet with them. Just by, hey, nice seeing you and let's play and all that. They're like, let's do this. Yeah, all day long, all day long. Your question of a super fan. So if they haven't come in with like, hey, this is my challenge, how can you help me with it? If they haven't, I'm going to ask them. And maybe it's like a, like, hey, I'm here to refer, to refer, to refer. That's cool. We're meet, here to meet, to meet. Just never have another discovery call. It is your job to know who you're meeting with. If you caught everything I'm saying here, I've already looked you up. I've already done my research. I've already fell in love with you before I even reach out to you in that manner, because I know it's going to be amazing. Never go, so what do you do? Let's get to know each other. That means you're not doing your business. You're not even doing your job. That's horrible. That said, if they're coming in that way,
yeah,
I'll sit there and go, hey, you know, so here's the deal. I'd love for you to refer me. That's awesome. If the best referral I find is that I've done something to help you. So here, I have about 15 minutes, 30 minutes to change your life. I want to change your life. Within branding, marketing, and sales, what's your biggest challenge? Because I'm going to give you a solution right now. And then you're going to see what I do. And then you're going to be an incredible referral partner of mine, you know, and that's what I care about. Let me help you right now. Is that cool? Can I do that? Can I help you right now? Yeah. Okay. Oh, sure. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
So
they become a super fan. Well, hold on. The super fan means I affect them. I take them from A to B right there on the call. I affect them. I give them a great answer that they can do without hiring me. Like, well, I can do that if you hire me, or I'll tell you the answer. No, none of that bull. I'm getting the button used today. None of that stuff. Yeah. I'm you know, thank you. I can take that and I can go do something. And by the way, now they're going to like, and they're going to comment, they're going to share, they're going to introduce me and all that good stuff. I'm going to change the world.
So if I hear you right, and tell me if I'm on point, you're out there, your number one goal as far as with interacting with people and everything you just explained, it sounds like your goal is super fans as far as the first time meeting at virtual events. It's 100%. Not going for the jugular client. It's going for the super fan who could send you 5 to 10 clients instead of getting turned down 9 out of 10 times trying to pitch somebody.
Kind of, sort of. My goal is to have a client come out of every call. Right. Okay, and with that direct user, I go direct, but my energy is I'm going to change your life first. If I can't make you a super fan, Mark, you're not going to become a client. So the relationship might, out of appropriateness, and I like the word appropriate, they're not ready for me. They might not like what I'm saying. Like, hey, this is what I would, you know, here's my solution. Do you like that? Because I asked him, I said, does that make sense? Well, you know, my experience, I'm not experienced that. And I said, well, have you tried this? Yeah, but, you know, I know. Yeah, but. I'm like, great. Please, for God's sake, don't come into my world. You know, right? Because, you know, despite your laundry in the background, you know, and you haven't shaved in 5 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, I get it. You're the expert, not me. My apologies. You know, you get that. You get that. Yeah. And that's okay. Then I'm going to give them a hug. And you know, honestly, those people are hard to create super fans because they know everything. But you get the point. The point is that when I meet with them, I'm out to get clients. That's my job. How I do it is important. So if my goal coming in is I'm going to change your life, I'm no longer selling you. I'm going to have it a great effect. And if I do my job right in helping you, you know, showing up with that generosity, and that value and genuality, you're going to want to do business with me. And then we just talk about how to figure that out.
That part is awesome. We've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time as far as marketing yourself at virtual networking events. Someone watching or listening is like, I love everything you said. They're even going to replay it, write it down, type it off, whatever it might be. If you were to tell them one thing that stands, whether it's something you said to reiterate or something you haven't touched on yet, if nothing else, do this one thing to market yourself at virtual networking events the right way. If nothing else, at least do this. What would you say?
I said a couple things, so I'm going to give you a couple things.
Okay.
So I would tell you that, here you go.
Pro tip.
Just for you. Value yourself before you ask other people to value you. You know, take yourself serious and be on purpose for you before you try to convince people that you are that person. The other thing is connect with them on LinkedIn while you're networking with them. The other thing is to send a message, a real message to them as you connect with them. The other thing is look at them and find something that you can get excited about and tell them. And if you can't do any of that, give them a hug and walk on.
Yes.
Lasers.
Can't forget the lasers. I mean, it's not a must have. It's a nice to have. But hey, you got them. Thank you. Before we end, if people want to find you online, what's the best place or places to go to connect with you and learn more about you?
That thing right there. So for me, look, I own my name, which is right here, Rook. So Rook at Rook.com. Don't overcomplicate it. It's my name at myname.com. Rook at Rook.com. That is my personal email. And I handle my email. I read it and I respond to everything. If you want to see my world, just go to Rook.com.
This has been a blast. Thank you so much for your time, Rook. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Insane.
And scene. Look good. All right.
Thank you for tuning into the Idea Climbing Podcast. If you'd like to hear from a lot more experts, the Idea Climbing book is now available at ideaclimbingbook.com. You can also hear more podcasts at ideaclimbing.com. Hope to see you in one of those two venues. Have a great one.